Blog Talk Radio.
You know what he's doing? He's looking down and going, I don't recognize that number.
The number you have dialed has not been recognized. Please try again.
That is great.
Greetings. Cheers.
Hola.
Do not talk. I am at war.
Oh, my God. Your hot kicks are so gorgeous. Let's go make out now.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you.
I'm in good company when I'm with stupids.
Hey, los cachos.
Play it once then. For all time's sake.
When it's time to change, you know it's time to change who you are and what you're gonna be. Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
I think I'll get my lesbian card revoked.
You guys are just amazing, and it's been a huge pleasure to watch you rise to the top.
You talking to me?
My wife jokes with me that I'm like a salt lick.
Matt and Jay, take it away.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, a mere few hundred miles to my right, as always, a man whose definition of rude is when hot women keep their drapes closed, the irrepressible J-Man.
Pompous, stuck-up, snot-nosed, giant, twerp, scumbag, dickhead, asshole.
Goodness.
That was a bit rude.
That was rude right there.
That was rude right there, baby.
But hola and welcome to I'm With Stupid, another exciting and fun show planned for you here for the number one or number two comedy
number
show.
Number two comedy show.
On Blog Talk Radio.
Yes.
Yeah, the old numero dos. So.
Yeah. And we might have something to say about that later.
Yeah, we might. Have a few beers and we'll just discuss that.
Yeah.
How rude are those Hansen brothers to have more listens than us and be number one.
And how rude of our guest last week to, well,
mm-hmm.
let us down.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I really didn't want to say anything, but you brought it up. So
well, you know, we'll have to touch
I mean,
on that.
Yes, the first guest to not hit number one.
Yeah, I know. It's been we had eight shows in a row number one. It's been like mm-hmm. 2.5-3 months. Every show goes to number one except that one.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Uh huh. Could be the nervous tick. Could be the.
Could be.
Look into that.
Yeah, you know, and before all this happened, I always wondered how it was that she didn't actually get on the Jumbotron at the Great American Ballpark. But well,
and now we know. Yeah.
Yeah. Now we kind of know things like this.
She's not Jumbotron worthy. She's not evidently number one worthy.
Yeah. Yeah, well, these things happen.
Yeah.
How are you doing today, Matt?
Well, you know, I don't know. It's kind of like a stationary front, an occluded front. I could go either way. I vacillate, you know, a mere few miles up and down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm okay.
Oh, well, okay then.
Had a rough day yesterday, though.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. At the beer mine. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. I was just saying. Maybe we can salvage it by turning it into good material for the show.
Well, I'll tell you what. Yesterday, the day started off badly, J-Man, at the beer mine. Probably, a half hour in. The man with the dog came up to the drive-thru. The man who called me an asshole.
Uh-oh.
the man with the change, the change man.
The loose change man.
Yes, he asked for a 24 of Bud Ice. So I got him a 24 Bud Ice, rang it up, told him it
what
was 140.
Okay,
go ahead.
Yeah. $1.47?
Yes. $1.49.
Okay.
I thought we were all good and everything. Gave him his change. And then he proceeded to ask, well,
uh-oh,
you know, how much is a 40 of natural ice? To which I said, well, that's 192. Well, why don't you give me that since that's what I originally asked for? And I thought, well, no, you didn't. Well, here, I'll just give you 50 cents. I said, no, it doesn't work that way. I have to ring this one back out, take it away, and ring this one up.
Hmm.
Well, that's what I asked. Yeah. Well, that's what I asked for. I said, I can print you off the receipt. Well, you can do whatever. Well, he said, you rang me up a natural ice. I said, no, I can print you off the receipt. And he said, no, you don't need to do that. I know what I know. And I immediately thought to myself a couple of things. I thought, first of all, what does that mean? And then I thought, you know, this whole scenario would be funny if J-Man was sitting here to witness it.
Uh-huh. Oh, it would have been.
Yeah, it would have been funny. Yeah. Instead, it just pissed me off. And that set the tone for the day, J-Man.
Yeah, well, and what would have really been awesome about it was I would have been sitting there and I would have started nodding going, yeah, he asked for natural.
Yeah, I know you would. Because you're helpful like that.
Oh, of course I am, to some people.
Because the customer's always right with you, aren't they?
Yes, the customer is always right, damn it.
Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know, a couple hours later, there was a van full of kids driven by a mother that came through. And they don't know the concept of a drive-thru. They were coming home from a baseball game. And all the kids got out of the van to pick their pop out. To which I had to chastise the mother. And I said, you need to get the kids back in the van right now.
This isn't the kind of place for kids to be running around.
Well, no, not with cars around. You wouldn't think
no,
so.
And,
I mean,
no,
if you're a good mother, you wouldn't think so.
I've got a naked, almost dead hooker over here in the cooler. I don't need to see that either.
No, exactly. on the heels of that, a couple came through, an older couple, not older couple. The guy was older, the chick was a little younger, which I have some questions about.
Mm-hmm.
But she needed a pack of Marlboro Red 100s, which is 6.15, and they handed me a 10, and as soon as they gave it to me, I went, whoa, 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 whoa. It didn't feel right, it didn't look right, and it was fake.
Oh, was it really?
Yes, it was. There was
did you call
no
the police?
No, I don't think they knew. I don't think
you know
they
what?
Knew. What?
That doesn't matter.
Well,
they were
I
in
know.
Possession of counterfeit
well,
money. You should have called the Department of Interior and had the Secret Service come and get them.
I should have, but I was already pissed off. I didn't need any more people roaming through the drive-thru at that time.
The last thing you need around is people with badges and guns, man.
Exactly. So I looked at it, no hologram, no little Hamilton head that you can't see unless you look up at the light, and then I gave it the pen test. The pen test, it failed.
Oh, no, not the pen test. What's that?
Oh, it's a little pen. There's a marker you can buy, and you run it across the bill, and if it turns out yellow, it's good. If it turns out black or brown, not good.
Oh, so it's not. Well, what'd you do?
I gave it back to them because they claimed they didn't know it was false or fake. And they went ahead and paid me with a real $5 bill and a real $1 bill.
And 15 real cents?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I should have checked. Maybe they're minting their own coins.
Exactly.
More careful.
You know, that nickel, that could have been a fake. Could have been some Canadian coins. Did you really,
that was,
you know,
their whole ruse. No one checks the coins.
Exactly. We're going to get it for six instead of 6.15.
Uh-huh. They're slicksters.
Yeah, just a little bit of time.
Yes.
Think and grow rich slowly.
Who was that? Who wrote that book? Napoleon Dynamite? Oh, Napoleon Hill. That was him.
Yeah. All right. So they now they have this fake $10 bill that they got from probably the bank.
Well, no, they said they got it from another drive-thru.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a nice way to increase your cash holdings. give people fake tens back.
Uh-huh. Well, knowing the intellect here in Bagwine, Ohio, J-Man, I'm sure the preceding drive-thru attendant did not know it was phony.
Probably not.
No. They're not like me. They're not James Bond like me.
No, they don't have a conspiratorial mind like you.
Exactly. And that is why I have caught three false bills in 5 years.
Have you, really?
Mm-hmm.
And every single one of them claimed they had no idea, right?
Well, I know two of the three. I'm pretty sure two of the three had no idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that black guy, he knew what he was doing, right? I'll get...
No, and none of them were black. Oddly enough. Uh-huh. I mean, what? Wait. What did I just say? See, you sucked me in to something I didn't want to say.
Oh, I know, yeah. You didn't want to go there.
No. And then it got worse, J-Man.
That was the highlights, was it?
Well, yeah, because we were all happy because I gave them it back, and if they try to cash it, they can't because I put the marking pen all over the bill.
Yeah, you put the mark of death on it.
Yes, I did. Although someone will still cash it here in Bagwine, I'm sure.
Uh-huh. Again, at a bank. Okay,
well, no
doubt. Take that. Doing five and five ones back, no problem.
And then about a half hour later, and it's humid, Jay, too. I mean, the sweat's just dripping. Ah, it's just pouring. You know, we only get a breeze during the winter through the drive-thru. There's no breeze during the summer. And these three drunk guys come through. It was like... they come in a pickup truck, you know, one of those cab pickup trucks where you got a back seat and a front seat.
Mm-hmm.
The guy in the back looked like James Carville on steroids. And the guy driving was Stephen Wright. And the passenger, the loudmouth in the front seat, was Foster Brooks.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Burr. They were all drunk. Well, I don't think the driver was.
Foster,
the driver.
Burr.
Yeah. The driver's just kind of out of it. But
pack of Bud Light.
Well, they wanted a 12-pack of natural ice. I don't have natural ice.
Yeah, again with the natural ice.
Yeah. Well, I said, we don't have 12 packs of natural ice. Well, do you got 12 packs of natural light? Or, although it was more like, yeah, I told that, back in that time. I said, yeah, sure. So I went back and got one, and I gave it to the driver, and I said, there you go, it's 8-1. Well, we need a pack of cigarettes, too. And it came to 12:48. So they gave me 20:48. And they're holding the 12-pack and the smokes, and I bring them their change, you know, $8.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well. I wanted bottles. Well, I didn't hear that. Well, that's what I want. I want bottles. Well, we don't have 12 packs of natural light in bottles. Well, you got 6 packs. Yeah, we got 6 packs. So I said, let me go get you a couple six packs. And here, give me that 12 pack and I'll delete it out of the system. And I gave them their 801 back for the 12 pack of Natural Light cans. So, well, the 12 packs are more expensive, or the six packs are more expensive.
Right.
I said, that's 1004. Well, he said 801. I said, no, that was 12 cans, and I just gave you the money. No, you didn't. Yeah, I did. Well, I can't find it. Well, I'm sorry, but I just... And this went on for 15 minutes, and by that time, I have a line behind this pickup truck clear out through the street.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
People looking out, you know, leaning out the window, going, "Come on!"
Now the first couple cars, the first couple cars behind this truck, they're just laughing their asses off because they find it funny while I'm standing there waiting to get into a fight with one Foster Brooks.
As you stand there in a puddle of your own sweat.
I was too, because I was on three monsters by that time. I was shaking, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I said, listen, you can either give me the 2 6-packs back or give me 1004 for both of them. Finally, Foster Brooks said, I think we're getting railroad, but here you go.
All right, then.
How was your day yesterday? What's going on down there?
Well, yeah, it was... pretty quiet. It was very warm and humid here yesterday.
Yes.
Only really had to get out to go get some Pepsi at Walgreens.
Right.
Walgreens had Pepsi on special, so I had to go take advantage of that. Well, you know, you get the Pepsis on sale, you gotta do it.
Oh, I know.
And I did that, and I spent part of the day in the studio making magic for the show, of course.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And then, of course, I had to stalk our good friend Joe Sequist.
Of course you did.
Yeah. Luckily, she had a camera set up in the bedroom there and caught me in the window. But yeah.
And it appears to be a second floor bedroom.
It does?
Well, yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
Because that would make that SUV I'm standing next to the biggest SUV in the history of the world.
Well, I don't know, but the window across the way looks pretty level with that.
Well, you know, it's
are you
15
feet tall? Are you lying to us?
You have depth perception.
I have depth perception
problems.
Well, I do have... My eyesight is 2700.
Yeah, well, how could that SUV right outside the window be that big, too?
I don't know. It could be a big... Hummer.
Yeah. Zach, this is something we should bring up about rude people, the subject of the show today. There's always somebody out there who's got a nitpick, don't they? You know, you do something fun, you're just having fun with it, you're entertaining people... People are laughing, and one of them comes along. And, yeah, how can you be that tall? It's like a floor, isn't it? Don't you hate
and
those
I
people, man?
I also want to know who that shadowy figure is on the roof above.
Well, anyway, so yesterday was a tough day for you there at the Beard Mine, but it's okay now because you're lounging around at the Palatial Bagwide Digs in your fun shorts.
I am. I'm wearing the fun shorts.
And I can only assume the fun shorts are the ones that say no, 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 no over them, but when you turn the lights out, they say yes, yes, yes.
That was pretty good. No, these are my multicolored shorts.
Yes. Rainbow shorts.
Yeah, you know, or Schmoop calls them your stalker's favorite shorts.
Uh-huh. That's why you're wearing them.
Well, no, I didn't even know that.
Oh. No.
We could get into that a little bit later because, well, let me tell you, the Schmoopster's been a little rude lately.
Pass you now.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I'm not going to put up with that much longer. Because, you know I'm a easygoing, genteel kind of guy.
Totally. Hey, we got some breaking news here, Matt.
Do we really?
Yep. Fresh off the Twitter machine, I am told that ABC's Jonathan Carl says this morning that he and ABC regret that the Benghazi emails were quoted incorrectly in their report. Now, of course, by quoted incorrectly, he means total made-up bullshit that was simply handed over to them by someone on a Republican congressperson's staff who they refused to out.
Yes.
But anyway, so we got that going today. That's old Howie Kurtz getting it done on CNN.
He's the man.
Yeah, I guess.
Nothing like a little regret on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Little regret, little repentance.
Yeah. And Yahoo has agreed to buy Tumblr for $1.1 billion.
Oh, God, why?
I don't know. I don't know.
I can see Tumblr going down.
I tell you, speaking of, going down, I guess with Yahoo buying it, that means they're going to probably eliminate all the porn. You know, while not realizing that that's the reason that 90% of the people are on there.
You don't sound upset about it or anything.
Well, you know, Tumblr's a horrible place.
It is. It's terrible.
Terrible, rude people.
Rude.
Stupid,
it's a rude
self-absorbed
place.
People are about as deep as a petri dish.
Exactly.
Over there.
God.
Yeah. I also have a combination. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, because I was going to change the subject if you had something else
important
to say.
Yeah, change the subject. No.
No.
Oh, of course.
Also,
do I ever have anything important to say?
Well, yeah. Anyway, more breaking news. And this is also in the form of a shout out to Arkansas State Treasurer Martha Schaffner, who is currently in the Pulaski County Jail being held for the FBI.
And why is that?
Congrats to her. Oh, a little, you know, corruption probe. Nothing big.
No.
It's been going on for like 3 years, and all of a sudden yesterday, you know, the cops hauled her in. Couldn't let her wait till Monday and, you know, surrender herself to the FBI. Nope, they had to go and get her.
Well, she was a threat to society.
Handcuff that 68-year-old woman and haul her into the county jail.
Okay.
The streets of Little Rock were not going to be safe until they did it.
No.
Of course, she might have been out there trying to pass a fake $10 bill at a liquor store.
Probably.
She's the type who would do it.
Now listen, pal, we're not a liquor store.
That's
we're
right,
a beer
a
store.
Beer
we
store.
Don't sell liquor.
Why not?
The license.
Oh,
for
you
that?
Guys. You guys
no,
have
actually,
funny. You guys have crazy ass state rules on that, don't you?
Yeah, in Ohio.
Ohio.
The state controls all the liquor stores.
Wow. Welcome to the United Socialist Republics of Ohio.
You know, pal, let me tell you, this is the greatest state in the union. The fuck is And
a
plus,
state
the main
so
thing
good
is
and decent, if, they would if, go to war to protect Toledo. silly, though.
I know, and we lost because we have it.
No, anyway. So, yeah, you can't do the liquor part. You have to just do the the drive-through beer thing. But the drive-through is a cool concept. I don't know other places that have that. We should have it here. That would be fun.
There's a couple places. And oddly enough, there's not every county in Ohio can have them either. You get down in the southeastern Ohio where it's, like Arkansas. Actually, it's more like Mississippi. I shouldn't put that on
a little
you.
More West Virginia-ish.
Oh God, it's horrid. And the people are rude, J-Man. They're rude.
Are they now?
Yeah, especially when you drive down there with an earring.
Oh. Hey, fancy boy.
Uh-huh.
You got your earring.
I caught you going 36 and a 35. Did you really? Shut up. I did.
Where's the fire, son?
Exactly. I see you got a real pretty black girlfriend there with you. Why don't you step on out of the car?
But even more terrible news this weekend.
Really?
NASCAR great.
Mm.
Dick Trickle.
Yeah.
Dead.
It was terrible.
By a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what, Jay. I was holding off on bringing this up because it is so disturbing. But since you brought it up, our Slider Ballscock has been covering this story.
Yeah, you know he's on top of things.
Oh, yeah. And we'll play it now.
Hi, sports fans. Slider Ballscock here with your IWS Weekend Sports. One story has been dominatrixing the sports world this week. And that is the apparent suicide of race car legend, Dick Trinkle. Apparently, Dick Trinkle was tired of driving through life under a caution flag and decided to wave the checkered flag at himself and do a burnout in the great victory circle in the sky. We will all miss Mr. Trinkle and his ability to shoot around the track, put himself in the crosshairs of danger, and refuse to ride shotgun until his final day. And his final day, iconically enough, coincidenced with National Pickle Day, which makes sense, since the Dickster was dealing with his own personal dilemma. And now, my memories of him will be forever sweet and sour. And in honor of Pickle Day and Dick Trinkle's funny name, I am trying to work the word gherkin into my report, but I can't. But have no fear, sports fans. I'll try to come up with something along those lines and continue to keep working the gherkin. Anyway, sports fans, here's to heartfelt prayers and grievances against the entire Trinkle tribe. Keep a stiff upper lip and enjoy in the fact that Dick is safely in heaven jumping midgets with Evel Knievel. For now, this is Slider Ballscock leaving it all on the racetrack and heading for the showers. But for more with Matt and Jay on IWS Radio, you stay right there.
This is God Almighty. And when I need an almighty laugh, I listen to I'm With Stupid on Long Talk Radio.
Why are you laughing? It's sad.
I know. I laugh at inappropriate times. I'm one of those people. Yeah.
You're laughing so you don't cry.
Exactly. It's, you know, I'm so distraught that all I can really do is laugh. I'm beyond crying.
Right.
I'm one of those people. I'm not. It's not being rude. It's just.
No. No. God, no. You're never rude.
Well, no. No. Although, if we have time, we might get into moments when we've been rude in the past, but we'll see.
Well, you know, oddly enough, Jay, when I was making a list, I was writing down.
Checking it twice?
Yeah. I was writing it down, checking it twice, and I have actually been rude more than people have been rude to me, and I was a little upset by that.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
I know. Go figure.
Well, that's quite the shocking development here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Well, no, before we get into the rude thing, I'll tell you, that was a great report by Slider.
Oh, it was.
But you know what, Jay? Yesterday was a special day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was Slider's birthday.
Oh, it was, wasn't it?
Yeah, you not get the memo?
Yeah, well, I did. Well, I got the memo in the form of a Facebook post.
Man, that's kind of rude.
Yeah.
Who's the a-hole who sent you that?
There was no inner office memo or anything like that.
Oh, okay.
Didn't have it on my calendar.
Yeah. Well, we have.
But anyway, well, happy birthday. Happy birthday to the Slidester.
Yeah, Slider, happy birthday. And we have, give a little shout out to our guest and Sue and, of course, Jamie.
How you doing? Uh-huh. Our favorite Canadian.
The only Canadian.
That matters.
Yeah. Except Pierre Trudeau's wife. She was kind of hot.
Have you seen? Oh, Pierre Trudeau's son is the new Labour Party or Liberal Party leader.
Really?
Up there, and you ought to see his wife. Oh, my.
I'll be checking that out at 2:01 and 35 seconds.
The Trudeaus know how to. Land the ladies. Of course they do. They're French.
Well, of course.
Yeah. All you have to do is speak French for about 2 seconds.
Well, they don't really speak French. So
collapse. Yeah, well.
they speak that Spanglish Quebecois.
So anyway, it was Slider's birthday.
Yeah, and at the last minute, Buddy Acapella.
Nay.
Hey. Yeah, he wanted to, you know, Buddy, he's a good guy. He wished Queen Elizabeth II a happy birthday, and he wanted to wish Slider a happy birthday. So,
let's do it.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Take me out to the ball game. Happy birthday to you. Take me out where it's loud. Happy birthday, Slider Balls Cock. Buy me some cashews and Cracker Jacks. Happy birthday. I don't care if I ever get back to you. You stay right there.
You're listening to I'm Stupid on the CTR Network. And I'm naked.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Buddy Acapella's soothing voice and then naked.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
That whole clip was a melange of hotness.
It was. Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you what, Matt.
Yes?
I've been on the receiving end of some rudeness this week.
Really?
Oh, let me tell you. It was hurtful.
Well, that's not even fair. I can say up front. That's not fair, but go ahead.
Oh. Oh, I tell you what. on Wednesday night, I believe it was Wednesday night,
mm-hmm.
I got told to F off.
Oh.
And got called a dick and an asshole more times in 2 hours than I have in the last 2 years.
Wow. And I wasn't even on online Wednesday night.
It was a fire hose of insults coming my way.
Wow, what happened?
Well, you know, I tell you what. Sometimes you have to, you know, you just put yourself in that position and you just have to take it. I was being the good, decent Southern gentleman I am.
As you always are.
Standing up for someone else. Standing up for someone else. Standing up for a lady.
Mm-hmm.
And for a hot Asian babe.
Yeah.
And this Kentucky hillbilly wasn't having any of it. Didn't think I should be doing that.
Really? Did he get a little verklempt?
Yeah. Took issue with me and, you know, all these things happen, I guess. But that was kind of an ugly, ugly incident.
And were you defending the honor of one, Tyler?
Yes, I was.
Yeah.
I was there for her. I was her knight in shining armor.
Yes, you were.
Oh, yeah, baby. I came riding in on my big white horse and my white hat. Mm-hmm.
You still haven't gotten off that white horse, have you?
Well, he still hasn't apologized to her.
Well, there you
go. Totally.
Oh, yeah, that whole episode.
Totally outrageous.
Folks in the chat room and listening on your mobile devices and whatnot. Rude. Rude.
Oof. Yeah. People with no social graces whatsoever.
No.
So, well, anyway, so that happened Wednesday, and it's kind of upsetting when things like that happen.
Yeah.
But, you know, that happens on social media from time to time because people are a little brave on social media, but made much braver there than they would be in real life.
Yes.
Yeah. They say mean things and they attack people.
Hide behind their monitor while doing so.
Mm-hmm. They nitpick. They nitpick.
Yeah. Hide behind their antivirus.
Uh-huh. And, you know, you post something. People post things online. You know, you work hard on them. Photographs. Something you've written. Video. And there's always people there to nitpick it. Since people are like, you had a tie. You know, you post something that's absolutely hilarious, and you get in the comments, and people are talking about how great it is. And then one person goes, "You got a typo. Found a typo." You got those people.
Yes. I never do that.
No.
Unless it's funny.
Yeah, well.
Because, as you know, our friend and colleague over at The Blaze, Doc Thompson, did this week.
No.
he was going to be talking at a church in Virginia this week, and he asked everyone to please John him, which, in corporation with a church, I thought that was funny.
Yeah.
Because
you know what he was up to when he's getting out of town by himself.
Uh-huh.
Drunken out of town doesn't count.
Yeah, and his wife here. The Korean beauty, Yuna Lee. WHIOTV Channel 7 lives here.
Actually, it should just be WHOT, baby.
Oh, you know it. Well, and I'll tell you what, Jade. Today, we put the Babes of the Week up on IWSRadio.com.
We did.
Put Raquel Welch.
Mm-hmm.
Couple
classic, babe.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Yes. and Christine Teigen,
who we're totally not obsessed with at all.
No, no. But we also put up last week.
Oh, by the way,
yeah.
By the way, real quick, Chrissy Teigen's mother follows me on Twitter.
Yeah, I know. You're very proud of that.
Oh, yeah. She started following me, and she stayed with me for a whole week now, which surprised me.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Uh-huh.
But I put a link up on my Facebook page to IWSradio.com with the IWS Babes of the Week, which one of the babes is our MILF from last week during our Muppet.
Oh,
day.
Yeah.
And
oh, lovely, yeah.
And the lovely Sherry. So I put a couple pictures of her up there. And you know what I got on Facebook today, J-Man?
What?
From Sherry, I got, throw out some slander and see what happens, asshole. See?
What's up with that?
Yeah, why do you got to go there?
What, calling somebody a babe of the week is now slander?
Exactly.
Try to do something nice, and you get back heartache.
Exactly. Just try.
And now, oh, I know, and now we get back a phone call. We have a caller, Matt.
Okay.
Bill
937, you're with Stupid.
Hi, I'm with Stupid, too. It's Louise's wife.
Hey!
Hi!
What's
How
happening,
you?
Mrs. Louise?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
The topic today is rudeness, huh?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Do you know any rude people?
She's married to a rude person.
Well, when you work with the public, you know, especially with food, they get very rude.
Oh.
Really?
And the
Give
worst thing I hate is cell phones.
They, and what
they
do you
can't
mean by
ordering? Well, they're ordering food or, you know, anything, or you're trying to wait on them, and they're standing there talking on their cell phone and, you know, not acknowledging you, you know, and like you got all the time in the world to just stand there waiting on them to get off the cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's very rude.
It's incredibly rude, and here's the rudest thing of it all, Mrs. Louise. After you give them their food, they're still talking on the phone, and they're upset because you didn't say thank you.
Exactly, and they don't say thank you or anything. They don't, you know, say anything. They just keep talking on their phone.
Yeah.
Even if I say thank you, have a nice day, they keep talking on their phone and just walk away.
Or maybe just kind of give you that little wave. Yeah, sure, whatever.
But I was telling Louise that I had read something or somewhere. I can't remember where I read it, but it was talking about how Americans do have the worst attitudes because we have more of a sense of entitlement.
Oh, yeah.
First world problems.
Than other cultures that we feel we have more, you know, entitlement or whatever, you know, more.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Americans are self-absolved.
Oh, I thought I was going to say selfish.
He was just trying to find a fancy pants way of saying selfish.
Yeah. Now, when you're working, have you ever gotten the finger? And by the finger, I mean when a person's on the phone and they hold up the 1 minute finger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We don't put up
and
that.
And they'll, like, turn their
that.
Back and keep
mind.
Talking on their phone with their finger up saying, wait a minute.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been behind people in line, say, at Walmart checking out. They're just yakking away on the phone, and they're throwing their stuff up there on the conveyor belt, and they just stay on the phone the whole time. And then they finally, after they've paid,
well,
they grab their... they grab their stuff and walk off, and they leave their basket right there in the way because they were so enthralled with that phone call they were making.
Well, they're busy, J-Man. They're busy.
Mm-hmm.
They got things happening.
Well, I was working at McDonald's, and I worked the drive-through window, and that was awful. They'd pull up to the drive-through window, and, you know, and I'd have to say, hi, welcome to McDonald's, you know, and they'd be sitting there, yeah, girl, what you want? Yeah, you know, and they're on their cell.
I'd
be sitting there waiting.
Yeah.
Now, usually when your husband comes and delivers ice for us, we're usually waiting on him.
How rude.
I know. It's all backwards.
And he's not even American yet.
I know.
And he's already got a sense of entitlement. How is that?
He's not officially American, but by God, he acts like it. Just take my time. I'll throw the ice in your chest when I get to it. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he told me he learned how to speak English from subtitles and stuff on television, but I don't think he learned to have that attitude from the subtitles.
No, he probably learned that attitude from watching the Kardashians.
The Kardashians.
Mm-hmm. And the Real Housewives of whatever city.
Atlanta,
probably,
Beverly Hills.
Probably New York.
Probably New Jersey, New York. Mob Wives.
But I just wanted to call and say something about the cell phone etiquette. I think is very rude, and
it's
one of the worst things today.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's number one on the list right now.
Oh yeah,
annoying things. But, you know, you talk about that going through the drive-thru. The worst thing I hate, you get up there in the drive-thru, and the person in front of you leans out the window, and they're like, "I've got four separate orders I need to give you." And you're just sitting back there going, oh, man. Because you know they're going to mess it up.
what we always say when that happens, Jay, is, no, you got two because we're closing in 10 minutes. And they say, well, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And we say, oh, we don't care.
Same thing with people like, you know, you go through the drive-thru at the bank. And people pull up and they want to do all kinds of complicated financial discussions. They can't be bothered to park their car and go inside.
They put their card in and then want to buy shares of U.S. Bank and all this.
Want to work a loan.
Mm-hmm.
Want some quotes.
Yeah, I don't know what it is today. I don't know if it's the way kids are being brought up today, you know, the generation or what, you know. I think years back, you know, when I was a kid, you know, we was raised differently and made to have respect and respect our elders and our neighbors and other people.
Totally.
You know.
I mean, I know I was never rude to anybody when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No. I didn't give Betsy Fowler the nickname Betsy Wetsy at all.
Well, I mean, if I had been rude to somebody, you know, or didn't help an elderly person or something, you know, my mom would give me what for.
Well, there you go.
I mean what for, I mean she would whoop my butt, you know. Where nowadays, you know, you can't do nothing like that, and I don't think these kids have anything to fear. You know, 5 minutes in a corner, I don't think, anybody.
Or they get sent to their room where they have a 55-inch flat-screen TV and a computer.
And an iPhone.
And
so
an iPhone and a...
They can text their buddy saying, hey, I just got sent to my room. This is great.
And a fridge.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, because they say, you know, 1 minute for each year of age. So if you got a 15-year-old who's back-talking you, what, you're supposed to put him in timeout for 15 minutes? Like, that scares him, you know?
Yep.
I mean, that's my opinion.
Well, the thing is, Jay, and it's Michelle, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. And Jay said, no, I was never rude sarcastically. Of course he was. But then you get home and you get the crap beat out of you. They beat the rudeness
exactly.
out of you.
That's right.
Today that doesn't happen.
Now, today the parents just roll their eyes and go, kids.
Or they right. say, oh, he was so cute.
Yeah, that was clever.
And I think, I think it makes the kids have not only do I feel that the kids don't have more respect for themselves, but they don't have respect for other people or other people's stuff, you know, and not even themselves. You know, they just don't care about anything, you know. And,
no, they don't.
And they're not afraid because there's no consequence, you know. What consequence do they have that they're afraid of, you know?
Exactly.
And my daughter will be 30 years old, and I remember when she was 13, I told her the one day she was, you know, kind of talking smart aleck to me, and I said, you know, you don't talk to me that way. You respect me. And she said, well, I should respect you because I want to, not because I fear you. And I said, but with respect, there comes a line of fear.
Well, you should have said, oh, no, you need to fear me right now because I'm going to put my fist in your face if you don't straighten up. There you go.
Well, that's why I told her, you know, with there has to be a line of fear for respect. You know, there has to be something that you fear the consequence. You know, I said, it's just like somebody who breaks the law, you know, they fear the consequence of going to jail. You know, there is fear. There has to be fear in order to respect the law. You see what I'm saying? You fear the consequence of going to jail to respect the law.
I do.
You have to, yeah, so there has to be a line of fear along with to have the respect, you know. I mean, I have some neighbor children that are off the hook, and, I mean, these children are the rudest little kids. They just moved in a few months ago, and the one little boy, he's about 10 or 11, and he wanted to come over here and play with our son, you know, Aiden. And he kept acting like he was going to shoot Aiden with a slingshot, you know, acting like he had a rock in it. And Aiden come running to me, you know, and he said, Mom, he's going to try to hit me with that, you know. And I went out there and I said, hey, you know, don't do that. And he goes, oh, I was just playing with him. Why has he got to be a crybaby? I said, well, why do you got to be a little smart aleck? You know, I'd appreciate if you wouldn't call me names. And I said, well, I'd appreciate if you wouldn't call Aiden names. He said, but you're an adult. And I said, and you're talking to me with the most rudest disrespect for a child talking to an adult.
Exactly. And with that, we're gonna pick up another phone call. And I think this may be a rude report from the Circle G Ranch. 937, is this the Circle G Ranch?
Yes, it is. What's up?
Yeah, we're talking
G-square.
Hey, hang on a minute. I got a call on my cell phone.
Okay.
You know, right there. That's rude.
Rest my case.
I'm back.
Rest my case.
Hey, I heard you guys talking earlier about that girl, Matt. She posted on your Facebook basically that you're an asshole.
Uh-huh.
Well, I think she don't mind being called Babe of the Week, but I think putting her on the Rude Bitches episode might have something to do with that.
You think so?
Well, quite possibly.
People are so sensitive.
Yeah, well, you know, they're entitled to be.
I think that was all in good fun, Greg.
I know it was.
Yeah.
But I wanted to get my 2 cents in.
Of course you did. So
hey.
Go ahead.
Well, I forgot what it was because I had that cell phone call. I got to recollect my thoughts here.
Okay, well, just park in the drive-thru of the radio show and sit there and count out collect change or exact change.
No. Hey, what's the story on the counterfeit money, fella? What'd they give you? 20?
No.
Where can he get his hands on some of that?
I need
some. It was a 10.
Really?
Yeah. They're getting sneaky now.
Son of a gun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, did you catch it and tell them to go away rudely?
Yeah, I caught it.
Good
for
you.
I'm James Bond, Greg.
Okay.
Matt is pretty sure that everybody's out to rip him off.
Oh, yeah.
And case in point, counterfeit 10.
Uh-huh.
You could have gave that to Louise to pay for your eyes.
I should have. I should have saved
it. Why is this all marked up? Oh, no, you know, people do things. Okay.
Just being rude. Yep. Well, anyway, you know, I deal with my share of rude people every day, so.
No, really? At ODOT?
Oh, yeah, man.
Really?
No,
really?
Well, you know, all these new hires, they start hiring people when they're just over the age of 50, and they've lost their jobs due to some reason, one or another reason. And these guys come in with the attitude that they know more than everyone else, like people that might have been there for 25 or 26 years.
Unbelievable.
So I don't associate anymore, you know.
Really? Which I find odd because you've always been such a sociable person.
Quit being rude. I pride myself on my aloofness.
Well, I tell you, you know, we had a similar situation in the place that I worked at. We had a brand new human resources manager come in.
Well, those
never
those
been
people
part
are...
of the.
Those people are pricks anyway.
Never been a part of the company at all. Comes in, and she's been there like a month, and something comes up, and she says, well, what we've always done is, and everybody's, what the hell are you saying we, bitch?
She's bringing her previous employee into your work
uh-huh.
area, and what it
right.
is, they come from a place where they're allowed to be rude bitches. And, you know, human resources is another term for let's fire people, it's fun.
Uh-huh.
That's
what my degree is in, man.
Well, you're not a woman, so you'll never get a job in that field. Sorry.
I noticed.
You're overqualified, fella.
Now, Greg.
What? What?
I can hear a mean tone in your voice, and all I have to say is...
Lighten up, Francis.
Hey, that's just the way I talk. See, everybody misinterprets me, man. That's why I don't have any friends.
But you
happy.
Do have Trailer of the Month.
Yeah, I'm still resting on my laurels on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, I just got done taking care of the Circle G Ranch, weed whipping, mowing, blowing the driveway off with the little blower and, you know, doing all that cool stuff.
Get out there and do that at about 6 a.m.? Make your neighbors happy?
I started at 8:30.
Excellent.
Well, I wanted to be in time to listen to this great radio show, man. I love it.
Good planning. Good planning.
We need to clip that one, J-Man.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Did you crank up some Pantera?
No, negative. No. It's in the works. No, I'm more into like bands like Warrior Soul, you know, bands that have a message,
uh-huh.
albeit outdated, but it's still a message. Listen to a song by them sometime called Wasteland. You'll like it.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, you will.
I'll just hit YouTube and...
I forgot. Yeah, well, that's how I look everything up. Then I like typo negative, you know. Anything with negative in it's cool with me.
Because it's controversial.
Always.
You know, I think he's actually listening to Taylor Swift and Justin Bieber.
Yeah, when I want to get something out of my stomach that I can no longer handle. No, I got... somebody wanted me to join a country band a couple weeks ago. So I called the number.
What country? Was it Venezuela?
It was America. So I called the number, and this girl answered the phone. And I asked for Earl because Earl, I thought it was his cell phone number. He's a friend of mine, you know.
Well, and plus, if you're going to answer an ad about a country band, you just ask for Earl.
Well, that's right.
Anyway,
and if they say there's no Earl there, you say, well, how about Daryl?
Or Bobby
Joe. Anyway, I asked for Earl, and she said, instead of saying, I'm sorry, you've got the wrong number, or giving me a chance to explain what I was calling about, she said, well, and she must have been drunk. She said, well, how about that, Duke? Earl's not here. And I just said, oh, Jesus Christ. I hung up. It was stupid.
Everybody's a comedian.
Human resource department of that band.
Huh?
She might have been the human resource department of that band.
She might have very well been. Well, they lost a damn good drummer, you know.
Hey, Michelle, is Luis looking for a drummer for his mariachi band?
I'm sorry, I can't do that kind of stuff.
He can't play Mexican.
It's too complicated.
Well, Luis likes more reggae and stuff anyway.
Oh, you mean like
Mexican
the police?
Mexican that wants to be American who likes reggae.
He's a quite the man
kind of
the world.
That's kind of an odd combination, isn't it?
Yeah,
well, not really. He wants to become an American so he can vacation in the Virgin Islands.
Uh-huh.
And hang around with Sting.
Yes.
The white version of reggae.
Can you imagine Luis with dreadlocks?
I'd rather not.
You'd rather not?
Oh, my God. What was that in the background?
Oh, that was my son laughing.
He pictured the dreads.
Are you sure it wasn't INS breaking down your door?
No, that was Aiden laughing about his dad with dreads, picturing his dad with dreads.
Boy.
Oh, God. Rudeness is a weak person's imitation of strength.
I've heard that.
So I'm not going to be rude anymore.
That attack. I'll ask you in 3 days how that's working out for you.
Okay. Well, just ask me on the next show. I'll let you know. I'm going to be nice all next week to everyone.
You mean all next week or all this week?
Next, starting tomorrow.
Now, starting at midnight or, say, 8 a.m.? Or?
Well, when I get to work.
Okay. Well, you want to ease into it a bit.
Well, no, it has to start immediately, so I'm pre-planning right now. I'm already practicing smiling. It hurts. Yep, I'm going to be nice to everyone all week, and then on the next show, I'll give you a call, let you know how it went.
Oh, this will be great.
Yeah. Excellent.
Yep, they'll probably think that I'm trying to buck for some kind of promotion or something.
Yeah, that'll
kissing
happen
everybody's
under
ass.
The Kasich administration.
Hey, it seems like the dumber you are, the higher you go down there. So.
Oh, well, there you go.
Well, it's all, but then again, you know, it's a good old boys club, and it's always been that way.
Well, Josh Mandel did make it to Secretary of State. You don't have to be too bright.
Who, old Steer Face? Yeah. What a twit. Boy, that guy's a piece of work, isn't he? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not practicing anti-rudeness today, so I can say it like I see it. What a douche. That stunned the crowd.
Not really. Not this crowd.
No, this crowd's pretty jaded. I like
no,
it.
No, this crowd probably says, that's all you got?
Well,
yeah.
I'm scared to put too much more out there because I am still in the employ of the state. You know, little Joshy with his skeeter mouth might get me in trouble.
Now, I have one of those, and I think as a woman it's rude not to do that.
Do what?
A douche.
Oh, I'm sorry. So, like, the term should be...
Online.
The term should be, he is a used douche.
Oh. Yeah, Now, that would be rude to reuse one, but...
Well, it, God bless America.
Yes. You forgot I was on here, did you, see?
No, I was, I didn't forget. I was just being rude.
Well, yeah, okay, you got till midnight, I guess.
No, 7 o'clock.
Oh, 7.
Yeah, I have to be at work at 7 because they changed our hours from 7 to 3:30 so that some management personnel down there could have tea time.
How rude!
Exactly. Really? I don't
Michelle,
getting up earlier.
Hey, Michelle, has the whole family from Mexicali moved up? Because it's really loud.
Got a TV on, I think.
Yeah, Aiden's playing a game, and Luis is here on the computer with the headset on, and the dogs are sitting here looking stupid. That includes Luis. And everybody's just kind of hanging out. We're going to go down to that World Affair here about 3 o'clock.
The what?
The extravaganza.
The World Affair at the Dayton Convention Center, where 33 countries represent themselves and have food and dance and music. And
Wow. Well, I tell you what, it's Crawdad Days here this weekend.
Of course it is.
Crawdad Day?
Crawdad Days. That's right, down on the banks of Crooked Creek. Down at Minnie Harris Park.
Well, we thought we'd go check this out, and it'd be kind of cultural for Aiden, and maybe Luis can find some home cooking.
I'm scared to go to those things. There's just too many different cultures. I can't handle it.
You like the double-wide culture, don't you?
Yeah, I'm intimidated by anybody that's not like me.
Not enough people wearing Hunter's Orange at that place for you.
Oh, no, I don't wear that crap. I don't hunt. Believe it or not, I do not hunt, but I eat. So I'm cool with hunters. Bring me some deer.
And a can of potted meat.
Okay.
Spam.
Oh, God. Ooh, I love spam.
Oh, my God.
Can of yanners.
Hey, we got dead space. Come on, let's get talking.
Yeah, you know, when I worked for the highway department way back in the day, we were on 10-hour days, Monday through Thursday.
We did that, too.
Yeah.
That was okay. I liked that because it gave me a 3-day weekend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was sweet.
We'll give you time to rest up from all that extremely hard work during the week.
Well, pouring tar is no task for a weakling.
No, it's not. Boy, I tell you what, though, we used to take abuse all day, every day from the folks out there on the road, though.
Well, we still do,
really?
I mean, nothing's changed.
You're out there flagging on the road, you're stopping people, and it's for their safety. I mean, you don't want them to get run over by the steamroller or something.
No, it's for our safety so that they don't hit us, that flaggers out there.
That too, yeah. But, when they're out there, they're honking their horns and they're yelling,
Talking on their cell phones.
Man. Yeah, well, there were no cell phones in those days, but...
Oh, yeah, that's right. Boy, you are an old one.
I know. And all the,
when did you retire?
Well, I retired at 18 when I went to college.
Oh, you only worked one summer, huh?
I worked a couple summers back in high school.
What state? Ohio?
Arkansas.
Arkansas. What kind of stuff do they do over there?
Yeah, well, they do all kinds of weird stuff, like they're laying down asphalt, the blacktop.
Mm-hmm.
Roads, and they're out there doing all that out in the wilds of Newton County near the metropolis of Nail and Swain and Deer.
Damn, what name?
Actually, the Metroplex there, Nail and Deer and Swain.
the Tri-City.
Yeah.
So you had to work 10-hour days?
Standing out there on that hot asphalt, sun beating down
it's
on
hard
you.
Standing there talking, deciding what to do for 5 hours so you can work the next five, and that's why it takes 6 months to finish one stretch of highway.
You're killing me. It's not like
here we go. Here we go.
Well, first
here
of all, here's
go.
The thing, though. That,
here we go.
The regular full-time guys were doing that, but us flaggers, we had to be on the road at 6:30 doing our jobs.
You know,
I know, because you had to flag everybody so they wouldn't run over the ones standing there talking for 5 hours.
Mm-hmm. It's public safety.
Well, you
it's
know
important.
What the public thinks, don't you? They think that guy holding that flag stick's making $35 an hour and doesn't have to pay state taxes. So that's why they're
if
all
that were the,
pissy with
if that
you.
Were the case, that's what I'd be doing every day.
Well,
I could take some abuse for that.
Everybody thinks I'm rich because I'm a state worker, man. They need to come to my house, you know.
You do have the trailer of the month.
Well,
you know.
Big deal, you know. I can mow my grass and plant flowers. Anybody can do that. Come on.
No, not anyone. Not a non-state
not,
worker.
Not, but you know what? I don't have a yard.
Yeah. I don't have a house anymore, J-Man.
All I can do is look out my window and look at the golf course I live on.
You can go outside and sit and look at it. Come on.
I could. But if I go outside, then there'll be kids out there running around and yelling.
That's where the BB gun and the wrist rocket comes in. Get away from me, you little whelps. I'm rude.
And then my neighbor may try to talk to me. I don't want that.
Well, just swing the old BB gun over in that direction. He'll mellow out.
Well, half my neighbors don't mow their grass because they can't afford a lawnmower. I guess they're waiting for an Obama lawnmower.
Everything's about Obama.
Don't they expect
they
Louis to come and do it?
They got their Obama cell phone, but they ain't got the Obama
lawnmower. Oh, boy. Here we go, Jay. The Obama cell phone.
The Obama cell phone.
Hey, man, he's got his own personal umbrella carriers, too. Boy, that's got the right wing all upset.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they can't be rude
shit
on a lawnmower. They got to have the Obama cell phone to be rude like a true American.
Obama cell phone. That shit started before Obama got in office.
Oh,
come on. Hell, they're just trying to help out some old people, and then everybody took advantage of it. Now all these fucking people that think they need entitlements has got one.
Easy.
Well, why
easy.
Is it any different than
easy.
Social Security?
Sorry, Matt.
It's no different than Social Security. That was meant to help the old people, but everybody took advantage of that, too.
Well, yep, and you know what?
Look at all those people in their mid-60s getting on that.
Yeah, those sorry bastards. Go out and get a job and make it like everyone else. Yeah.
Aren't there enough greeter positions at Walmart available?
Uh-huh.
Too bad all that college you took for HR didn't pan out. See you at Walmart, loser.
Now, that hit a little close to home right there.
Yeah,
I'll be honest with you.
Why you got to do that?
That's the way I'm wired, boy.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Wire yourself.
I can't. It's hard to do. I've been trying.
No, it's not. It's not really. I'll tell you what, and I've heard this from people. I'm sorry. I'm the way I am, but I can't help it. Yes, you can.
I don't apologize for the way I am.
I never do either, but it's nice. It's easy to be nice. It really
it's
is.
Not, it doesn't take too much effort to be
If that
know,
means
nice
apologizing all the time, forget it.
I never asked you to
it.
Apologize or anything, or anyone.
You're starting to dog me, man. Come on.
No. I just said you or anyone. It's much nicer if you can't say something nice, don't say anything.
Oh, my God, he turned into Thumper.
Holy shit, what's going on here? Well, you wouldn't have
well, you
a
know,
radio
it doesn't
show
make
if that were the case.
It doesn't make you weak to apologize if you are in the wrong.
Exactly.
You know,
I tried to
explain that to our Kentucky hillbilly the other night. It made him madder.
That was classic.
Well, yeah, because he's in his mind, he's thinking, why should I apologize? I haven't done anything wrong.
Right.
You know.
He just told us a really sweet girl to fuck off and called her stale. Other than that,
And called her a whore.
Well, he might have been right, man.
Now, see? That's the woman hater in you coming out.
No, I don't hate women. I love women. But now, I never, never try to be rude to women on purpose.
There you go.
Sometimes it's just accidents.
All men love women when they want something.
Well,
no, God. That is a stereotypical comment.
That's stereotypical.
As if women, women aren't nice to men when they want something.
When you want something to eat, you look to the woman. When you want clean clothes, you look to the woman. When you can't find something in the house, you look to the woman.
Maybe that's in your life, but not in mine.
When I want something to eat, I go make a bologna sandwich.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm back with my first wife, and she has a lot of medical issues, so I'm basically taking care of her because she's a good person and she needs somebody to take care of her. And so I do everything around here.
Well,
and
I'm
proud of that.
And I tell you, women are pretty good at being nice to men just because they want something. I mean, usually women are up there, they come up to me and they're just being so sweet and nice, and next thing you know, they want me to pay $30 for a lap dance.
Well, sure.
See, I hate that.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I know.
15.
Had me convinced it was just me. She just liked me for me. Instead, she wanted something.
They are so good at that, aren't they?
But guys, I can't give Louise a lap dance. I can't give Louise a lap dance.
Why is that?
He don't have a lap?
Because he wants to
when your ass is as wide as mine, you go to jail, for trying to commit murder or something.
God.
It's against the law. That's a deadly weapon. I got to register it with the Dayton Police Department. What the hell?
Well, I have no response for that. I'm sorry.
I've got a response.
Never...
Okay.
Hey, Michelle?
Yeah?
Look me up.
Yeah, I can't. And then Louise tries to pay me in pesos. Then he tries to pay me in pesos, guys. He thinks giving me 9 pesos is doing something good, but that only not even quite equals a dollar.
Sounds like it'll fill up a penny bank pretty damn quick.
Well, you could just take those pesos down to the beer mine and get you 40 ounce of natural light.
And a bag of
ice.
Yeah,
just don't ask for ice because he never brings it.
That's the same with that fake
$10 bill. He figures you guys have coolers. What the hell do you need ice for? Come on.
You know what we all need, AJ man?
Yeah.
We're all kind of worked up. Kind of a little high strung.
I'm sorry.
We need some meditations.
That would be a good idea.
Yeah.
One thing before you meditate, we need to get 385,000 signatures so we can get legalizing pot on the ballot in Ohio.
Well, I tell you what, you need to talk to people who meditate because, they're into that type of
thing. Let's get on with the meditation. Okay, 1 minute of meditation. Here we go. Hit it.
Greetings, friends. This is Martin. From Martin's Mufflers and Meditation Emporium, here on the bypass in Redneckville, Arkansas. You know, I'm considered a guru by many, but I reject labels. I'm not looking for fame or fortune. It's not even about all the ass I get. I'm simply here to help you through all of your meditation needs. Okay, let's get started. Everybody, just relax, lay back, sit. Whatever's most comfortable for you. Remember that I like to take everybody to my happy place. so we could all be together. We're walking down the hallway of a hotel. We have a box in our hands and a room key. Obviously, we're going to deliver it to someone. We get to suite 4301 and gently knock on the door. There's no answer. So we open the door and carefully enter the room. Hello? Miss Cyrus? Hello? Delivery. No one home. So we enter the room and we place the box gently on the table. Now let's carefully walk into the bedroom. Again, checking to see if Miley is there. We don't want to startle anyone. All clear. Now let's just open one of the drawers on the dresser. Oh, look, it's her panty drawer. Let's see what we find here. Here's a beautiful white cotton thong. Go ahead, give it a sniff. It's okay. We're in our happy place. There's no one here to judge us. Now let's take that thong and let's shove it down the front of our pants. Oh, let's put it inside of our own underwear. Feels good, doesn't it? Okay, let's make sure the drawer is closed and make sure that we haven't disturbed anything in the bedroom. Quietly and carefully, walk back into the main room. Make sure the box is where it's supposed to be. We head to the door. Let's take one more deep breath. Long inhale. Long exhale. We'll just compose ourselves a bit. We head out of the hotel room. Our head down. We pull the door closed behind us. And we walk quickly to the elevators looking calm and professional. Okay, guys. That was great, wasn't it? It was very exciting. Thank you all so much for being with me today. For IWS Radio, this has been Meditations with Martin.
You're listening to IWS Radio on the BTR Network. Be sure to catch us on the internet at IWSradio.com.
Wow.
That's pretty refreshing, isn't it?
I'm calm now.
All settled down?
Yep.
And we lost Mrs. Louise.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
She probably hung up on us. She took a nap after that one.
And she hung up on us. That's rude.
Mm.
Well, it was siesta time.
Oh. Yeah, I'm so mellowed out now. I think I'm done. Yeah, I got nothing.
No, okay.
There's an exciting soccer match on ESPN 2 this afternoon.
That'll be the draw for my nap.
Is Man U playing Liverpool?
I don't know. No, it's American soccer.
Oh. Well, that's not good.
No. Yeah, I know it's going. Yeah, even worse, right?
Yeah, exactly. You don't think soccer can be any worse until you mention American soccer.
Americans are so hung up on rules, it's not funny. Mm-hmm.
It'd probably be all right if it was women's soccer.
Rules and road signs, that's all that America's about. The more signs you have out there, the better off you are.
They must be doing pretty good in Branson, Missouri, because they got road signs and billboards everywhere.
Yep.
You know,
Jay, your tax dollars are paying for the maintenance of those stupid things. Oh.
Hello. Oh.
Every depot, please hold.
Did you hear that, Jay?
Yeah.
We were told to please hold.
Probably got a cell phone call.
Yeah.
How may I direct your call? Please hold.
Call on the beer mine.
Sounds like he's giving some change out.
He is giving some change. He's working
Hello.
The register.
Bill.
Yes.
How are you today?
Things are going slow.
Everybody, this is Billy the Kid. Any rude people today?
Is what?
Have there been any rude people today?
Oh, no, not yet.
Just really? Got
a bunch of people saying they're going to the speedway.
Really?
Okay. I waved at them as they left.
Okay.
Some guy called for you here earlier.
You what?
By the name of Billy Broadleaf.
Billy Broadleaf. Oh, yeah, our farm and ag reporter. He's there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, he called and said that he wanted to have a little chat with you.
Really?
So, if you'd call him.
Okay.
That sounds ominous.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
Sounds like a setup.
Could be bad for somebody. Not for me, though.
Now watch those $10 bills, Billy.
Yeah, I saw your little note you wrote for Mike. I've been kind of watching, but I'll watch you a little more closely.
What
now.
Do you mean, kind of watching?
Well, you know, it just kind of, it looks normal. It looks normal. You know,
okay. So if it's quasi-normal, it's okay.
Yeah, then it goes into the drawer.
Okay.
If it feels kind of funny, then I got to check it out.
Yeah.
You know?
What else is going on?
I got to tell you. I saw some boobs today.
Really? Whose were they?
Yeah. Unfortunately, they were on a guy.
Well, you know.
I had to get that one out. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, I mean, boobs are boobs.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're just a little hairier than others.
Yeah.
You're a regular Shecky Green there, Billy boy.
I know. I heard you pause there for a moment with bated breath, like you were going to get it, and you didn't. So, I was just trying to make your day.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, I know. So, other
Anything
than that, nothing to report here other than the sun coming out.
Okay. Well, yeah, that is big news.
Nobody's come through and called Matt Man an asshole today?
No, I haven't seen him. He would have been here by now.
We got into it again yesterday, Billy boy.
Got into it with who?
With the guy who calls me an asshole.
Is he the one that brings you the sack of change?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the sack change guy.
Sweet.
All right. As always, Bill,
It's
been a pleasure.
Well done.
Okay. Well, I'm glad I got to talk to you guys after, what, a 3-week hiatus.
You know, you don't have to be sad about it, Bill.
Yeah, I know. Got to try to answer the phone more often, I guess.
Just be happy that it happened.
I will sleep well tonight.
All right.
Well, you guys have a good one.
You too.
See you, Bill.
Have a good one. Bye.
Where'd you get that one at?
What?
That song.
That's Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods from Cincinnati, Ohio, I might add. Billy, don't be a hero.
Over the Rhine, perhaps?
Probably.
Soul inspired.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
22-inch rims and AK-47s.
Got it. And a pack of Newport 100.
Yeah, that's right. That's what Cincinnati's all about, man.
And a 211.
In progress.
Now that's a beer.
Hometown of Nick Lachey.
There you go.
Who's that?
He's one of the boy banders.
Oh, that's
in sync. He was married to Jessica Simpson for a while.
Got what he wanted and hauled ass. What a rude bastard.
That's well, right. No. There you go. Typical man. Typical man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Married her when she was.
He got off Jessica Simpson after he completed his drug program.
Married her when she was young and hot, then dumped her.
She was never
when
hot.
When she turned like 23, she started to fade a little.
She hit the wall early.
Yes, she did.
Kind of like Miley, you know.
Well,
remember, you know, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, when Miley was hot?
She was like the Danica Patrick of hotness. She hit the wall in turn three.
Hey, Miley's dad still thinks she's hot, so it's all good.
That's all, right.
That's all you need. As long as your dad finds you hot, what else do you need?
Uh-huh.
If I'm famous, you're going to be famous, too. Keep saying
exactly.
Even though you're butt ugly and wore out. It's okay, honey. You can ride on my coattails.
Oh, yeah. He's got some big coattails.
Yeah, he does.
I think Dad's wanting to ride on her coattails.
I was going to say, I think Dad jumped on the old
gravy train. And I'm not talking money.
You know how them country folks are. Hey, Uncle Daddy, I'm going to make another album.
I think Billy Ray's kind of thinking more of being a John Phillips type dad.
Well, okay then. Come here, you little thing, you. Oh my God, it's getting deep now. Well, I think we need some more meditation.
Well, no, what we need is poets. We need poetry.
Uh-oh. Oh, Greg, I
that's,
know you
that's
like
that's the
poetry,
only thing that
could
save this.
There once was a man from Nantucket.
You know. No, Greg, don't even do that. Why do you have to make it a cartoon?
Because it's Rude Bitch Day, dude.
No, because we have deep poetry here.
I know, Paul Piot, whatever his name is.
Oh, for God's sakes, just shut up and listen.
Oh, man.
He's the mellowest man in the world, isn't he?
Poetry and Such with Paul Piot.
Gentle and heartfelt greetings to all of you discerning drinkers of the warm and aromatic coffee of life that is IWS Radio. Renowned poet and IWS literary editor, Paul Piot here, bringing you some of today's finest in the world of poetry, prose, and people. Today, during our journey along the sullied boulevard of words made magical and life's pentameters made iambic, I offer unto you a poem by hipster poet Hugh Langston from his 2011 book, Frozen Wigwams, Fiery Igloos. Here is Da Bitch, She Gots to Go. Under the blue moon, with one black eye open, I sleep. But the dawn comes soon, and with her meat hooks upon me, I weep. Pilloried and vilified, castigated and chided, excoriated and ostracized, stands a eunuch most unguided. For I know not the origin of her rude and wicked ways. And as I search to rhyme with origin, she throws my favorite shirt away. Call her the devil, a freak, or a hoe. Whatever her name be, one thing is for certain. The bitch has gots to go. The Bitch Has Gots to Go by Hugh Langston. And for now, as I travel the road less traveled, I'll buy it.
You're listening to I'm With Stupid on the BTR Network.
Well, I didn't see that one coming.
Mm-hmm. See,
like
that's
that.
That, hey, see, see.
A man.
I'm hooked.
There you go. See, that's what this is all about. This is about bringing people into the world of poetry.
By God, I think you did a fine job.
People out there don't know that they're fans of poetry till they hear Paul Pyatt.
Yeah.
What a guy.
Hi.
Well, I'm sitting here with a cat on my lap. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a euphemism?
No.
Are you stroking that cat?
No.
How is that pussy?
That one's in the front room, kind of sore right now.
What?
You got a three-legged cat wandering around there, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Well, he's not wandering around. He's in a cage. He's got 16 staples in him. We had to take him in for another surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So $302 later, I got a three-legged cat.
Mm-hmm.
Some excellent pain-killing drugs, though, I must say.
You're enjoying them, are you?
My God. They make your pupils dilate like crazy. You can't
that
stand
that.
That
cat doesn't know what he's missing.
Mm. I mean, the cat's struggling a bit today, but you are feeling no pain.
Oh, my God, man. One eyedropper full of that crap, and you're mellow. Thanks, vet.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I don't know what it is. I'm asking for more.
$302. Now you think about that. If that was your leg, it would have been $302,000.
You ain't kidding. And my out-of-pocket would have been $10,000. Stupid-ass insurance ain't worth a crap anymore.
Well.
I hate insurance. That's government-sanctioned embezzlement.
Mm-hmm.
Ma'am?
Yeah, people without insurance are way better off.
Yeah, they are. They got the Medicare and the Obamacare, and you know,
nobody
everybody's
cares.
Bitching about
and
Obama.
And the I don't care.
Yeah. Hey, man, just don't, you know, be like the Republicans. Don't get sick. You don't have to use it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Go get yours like I got mine, you bastard. My daddy handed me mine. Hey, I work for the phone company because my grandpa owns it. Oh, yeah, we cut a line. We were doing some ditch digging work and chopped a fiber optic, and this dumbass from the phone company comes out preaching about how great Bush was and all this crap. I felt like just covering him up with a bucket full of dirt. Shut up, boy.
And he probably forgot to mark the line, didn't he?
More, it was our fault. You know, I mean, his mind, it was our fault. But yeah, he's one of those right-wing pricks that thinks because he's got a job, everybody else should be able to get one too, you know? Not everybody was born with a silver spoon in their face.
I was, and it was very uncomfortable, and my mom
mm-hmm.
said the same thing. Ow, what is that? Oh, it's a silver spoon.
Let's pull that out. You don't need that.
Exactly.
Lindsay Lohan was born with a silver cocaine spoon in her nose.
Yeah. Boy, she's a ragged-looking thing these days, isn't she?
No. Oh, God, no. We love Lindsay.
I think she looks like she lives in bag wine.
No, shut up. Hush your mouth, whore.
Oh,
she'd
we're
be a
big Lindsay
town.
Fans. We're big Lindsay fans here, man.
I'm sure you are.
We believe in Lindsay. We know that she's going to snap out of it.
One day she will overcome her addictions and be what she was meant to be.
An Oscar-winning actress, that's right. She's got all the talent in the world.
We'll put her right up there beside Vin Diesel. That's an Oscar winner right there, boy.
You know who else were a big fan of J-Man?
Who's that?
The Schmoopster.
Who isn't?
I know. But she's been a little rude this week.
Just to you.
No, I think to everyone.
Okay, well, she hasn't been rude to me.
Me either. Tea break with Schmoop.
Mr. J-Man, how are you today?
Hola, Schmoopalicious.
How are you?
Excellent. Say hello to G-Square here.
Hello Greg. There. We've met a couple times.
Yes, we have.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Fine as frog hair.
I just kind of noticed that when he said, oh, we've met. We have.
I never forget a face. Plus that, Matt keeps posting your pictures on Facebook.
Well, yeah. That does help, doesn't it?
I think that boy loves you.
You think so?
Yeah, I'm pretty damn sure.
I think so. I think
Jason.
So. Now, what he says in private, we don't know, but...
Now, see, you guys were talking earlier about how... Well, Mrs. Louise was talking earlier about how men don't take care of their women until they want something. I think Matt's done
mm-hmm.
a pretty fair job of looking after you.
I believe so.
Yep.
There you go.
See, that's just stereotyping. We have to quit that. Only the police are allowed to do that.
Because
they always get it right.
Police and the government.
Yeah, well, you know, the government's a whole different issue and a much bigger one. We need smaller government, damn it. We'll create an office to make that happen.
Jason, I have a question for you.
Fire away, babe.
Well, I didn't get to ask it last week because I know you got a new refrigerator.
That's right.
And you threw away the milk.
Mm-hmm. Milk.
And the chicken.
Chicken. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure
How
did.
How long was your refrigerator off?
I saved the popsicles.
How long was your refrigerator off?
Well, it bit the dust around 5 o'clock in the evening and... It came back, the new one got brought in, which is actually the new one, meaning one about 3-4 years old.
Yeah.
Got brought in, say, around 10 a.m. the next day.
Oh, it was still good.
Oh.
Yeah,
see?
Oh, the chicken was completely thawed and warm.
You should have cooked it.
And, well, hey, see, salmonella's no joke, y'all.
Yeah, I understand that.
No reason to take no chances. Now, Salminio, that was a joke. He was.
Oh.
Salmonella.
Shut up. I loved him. But anyway. Okay, well.
Anyway.
The 2% milk. Really?
2%. 2%. It was a little warm. Don't take chances with milk either. Down the drain it went. There wasn't that much left.
2%
well,
won't even make...
You have taken chances with milk because you're drinking 2%.
It's delicious.
Yeah. 2%
delicious.
Doesn't even make cottage cheese when it goes bad. Come on.
Come on.
Hey, do you see how much more 2% costs than regular whole milk at the store?
Well, I tell you what, you got to go to Aldi if you want milk. Otherwise, you just can't have any because it is so much less expensive at Aldi.
Mm.
It's like... Here, literally, seriously, it's like 90 cents cheaper here.
How much a gallon?
$3.23.
Ours is $2.59, homeboy.
Holy crap. Well, I tell you what, 2%
at some.
2% at Walmart is over $4.
Whoa.
Are you kidding me?
East.
No, no, and 2% at the people-pleasing place there at Hudson's is like 4.25.
That's because they think people want it. No, I'll drink whole milk, thank you.
Well, whole milk's
thank
about
you.
The same price here.
Vitamin
it's
D.
Just a few
Hang
pennies.
On.
What? That was quick.
What?
She seemed scared when she handed me the phone.
She's getting a little deep into that milk conversation.
The whole milk
I don't think she meant to go there.
Well, she's probably saying, that damn Greg is one rude bitch.
Things were getting out of hand. We were talking about, she was afraid we were going to go into 1% milk.
We should have whipped another moment of meditation on everyone.
Or maybe we could have gone to the soy milk.
Shut up.
Silk.
I tell you what, that chocolate almond milk.
Shut up, Jay. You've gone there before.
Organic.
No,
organic.
It's not good.
Delicious.
No, it's not milk. It's liquid.
Yeah. And it's chalky.
Thick. It's thick and it's chocolate, and I love things that are thick and chocolate.
Yeah. Well, that was Richard Roundtree.
It's thick because they just leave the dirt in it.
And we have about 15 minutes left at IWSradio.com if you want to join us. And you can call in at 661-244-9252.
Dan. And then I called the popo. I'm stereotyping. Oh, you guys were talking about Una Lee earlier, too. Who's her old man?
Doc Thompson.
Who the hell is that?
Oh, he's a broadcast. Well, he's a radio guy.
Well, he's our
Blaze.
He's our colleague in the radio business.
Yes, he is.
I've never listened to the dude. I've never even seen him. What's he look like? Is he worthy of her?
I'll send something
hot
to you, Greg. He's hot.
She's hot.
He's white hot.
She is hot.
Oh yeah, she is.
She could zero in on me with them little chink eyes.
We didn't need to go.
See,
there.
That's not necessary.
Wasn't
Jay,
that
now,
rude?
There you go.
Jay,
there we go.
Jay, wasn't that
you know,
rude?
We're cruising along, we're having a good time, and somebody
yeah
breaks out the
and
racist
then, yeah,
hey,
there we
it's
go.
Rude bitches day, and that's what I'm being.
Well, I tell you, that's what that, you know.
Need to stop. Why can't you be nice?
I'm sorry. I rescind the last statement.
We don't need
me.
We don't need trailer park talk in these parts.
No, not at all.
I'll stop calling in.
Unbelievable.
Hey, I haven't lived in a trailer park my whole life. I'm starting to adopt.
Evidently, because most trailer park people are nice.
How do you know?
Oh, because I just know. I know.
Well, you know what? They cater to trailer park folk there at the beer mine.
Thank you. Thank
probably
you.
One of the trailer parkers handed you that fake tin, too.
No. No, the fake tins from the trailer park are just photocopies of tins that are cut out with scissors.
You're both sitting there staring.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's exactly what it was.
I don't even
this
have a
this one was not
machine
even good. You know, if you're going to try me, folks, could
go
you G-10 do something that looks halfway decent?
Hey, can you bust this TNG? Come on. They don't give us stamps anymore. Got the damn card. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, we spend a lot of time talking about customers and how rude they are. But, you know, there's people working in the customer service world that are not exactly the friendliest folk you'll ever come across.
Oh,
that's
true.
That's because
that's
they
true
used to be customers.
No. It goes both ways.
I tell you, there's people working down there at the Subway shop that want to cut my sandwich with a knife that's covered in mayo. Not going to tolerate
that. You
won't
have none
kind
of that, will you,
Dave? No.
Oh,
no,
let me guess. You're a Miracle Whip guy, huh?
No, mayonnaise in any form is the most disgusting substance on earth.
I eat it out of the jar.
Let Jay continue.
By the spoonful.
Yeah, I love it. Hellman's is the best. Oh. The name says it all.
Mm-hmm.
Hellman's.
But I tell you what, our good friend and colleague and correspondent, Mr. Bobby Kraft, has run into some bad customer service in his day.
Has he really?
Yep, and he filed a report this week and wanted to tell us about it.
All right.
Hi, everybody. Bobby Kraft here. You know what really cheeses me off? Rude customer service. I can't believe how many people who obviously hate dealing with the public find themselves working with the public. I'll give you an example. Here's something that happened to me just not too long ago. I was rushing to get to the bank so I could deposit a check in my account. The drive-thru closes at 5:30 and I didn't want to wait another day. So I pull up to the window and the clock in my car said 5:28. Barely made it. But when I rolled my window down, the lady working the drive-thru suddenly closed the blinds on me and then put up the "Sorry, we're closed" sign. How rude is that? I was so angry. Heck, I had to go down to the Sonic and have myself a small ice cream cone to settle myself down. Of course, being the perfect gentleman and all at all times, I didn't let my anger stop me from tipping the girl who brought me my ice cream. That's an important tip for all you fellas out there. Anyway, I thought about it more and more that night, and by the next morning I was just beside myself with anger. So I decided to act. I went straight down there to that bank, and I told them that they obviously don't value my business. So I withdrew my $21.37 from my account right there, and I went over to a new bank who would appreciate me. I guess I showed them. I hope my story inspires people out there, and that they realize that they don't have to take it either. Next time someone in customer service is rude to you, just tell them you're not going to put up with it, and you'll take your business elsewhere if they can't be nice. For Mild Cheddar on IWS Radio, this has been Bobby Kraft.
This is IWS Radio.
Hmm. Wow.
He showed them.
Yes, he did.
You're probably charging $5 to open a new account.
Charging $5 to close the other one down. You only got $12 left.
Yep, we'll have to hear that one next week. Banks suck. I deal strictly with credit unions.
Yeah. You know what else sucks?
What?
Is you can't find karaoke music that doesn't have the background vocals.
I know, I hate that.
That just annoys the shit out of me.
The number you have dialed has not been recognized.
What?
Please try again.
You know,
sounds like Becky.
Who?
And somebody tried to call a 17-digit number there.
Yeah, I did. I don't know who that may have been.
I don't know. Yeah, things mess up sometimes.
Well, we've got about 7 minutes left. Let's see if we can round it out with a little Farm and Ag report. You know, that the Farm and Ag reporter said, hey, call me.
Answer
it. Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 931215538 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5. To send a fax, press 4 now.
Huh?
Who you is?
You know, we tried to call you, and thanks a lot.
Hey.
But, yeah.
This is IWS Vacations. We got some condos we want you to look at in Branson, Missouri.
Mm-hmm. You got mustard and Branson.
Do you need more car insurance?
I like movies.
We have 6 minutes left in the show.
I'm out.
I'll give you guys a full report next week on how I've tried to be nice.
Okay.
All right. Well, guys, have a good day and a nice weekend, okay?
Well, you sure. too.
Thank you.
You too.
Peace out.
Laters.
All right, then. Don't call the popo.
What was that?
Okay, then.
All right.
And be sure to come and hang out with us all week long on the website, IWSradio.com.
Yep, and at Facebook at Facebook.com, IWSradio. And next week, J-Man, we're going to celebrate the troops, the Patriots, whatever, because it's going to be Memorial Day.
Is that what we're going to do? We might have a guest.
Really?
Coming up. Well, we've been contacted.
Well, yeah, that's not the right day though.
Okay.
What?
That's all right. Yeah, I know people are fascinated.
Maybe if he had American flags on his jacket instead of question marks. What the fuck? That doesn't even make sense.
Okay. So, anyway, and then, of course, the week after that is the R-Man graduates.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what I thought. I thought we would have him on, the question mark guy.
We don't even know when we'll have the show that weekend, though.
Do you want to not have a show? We could not have
Well, we don't know. Well, that's 2 weeks away. That's a long time away.
Oh, I know, and you and I are last-minute guys.
Well, some more than others. You know, his graduation here in Redneckville this week, Thursday night.
Really?
Yeah, bad weather forced it inside in the gymnasium.
Oh.
And the crowd was so big that it overflowed into the hallways, and they had to set up a webcam for people in the auditorium, and people were just throwing a big old fit. And it turns out that the students, each student was given 10 tickets, and it turns out that a whole bunch of them made a bunch of photocopies of the tickets and handed out 25, 30, 35 tickets. And
Shenanigans.
Uh-huh. They should have withheld their diplomas from them.
Yeah.
Right there. So, well, anyway, so that was the exciting news here in Redneckville this week.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
I have a brake light out that I'm going to go have fixed.
You can fix that yourself.
Well, I know I'm going to go get the bulb.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Do my manly duties.
And you'll probably get stopped on the way there. Cops saying, hey, do you know you have a brake light out?
Then I'll come home and I'll be heartache.
Yeah, well. You gotta be used to it by now.
Why do you find that funny? Why do you find that funny?
Oh, no. I don't take pleasure in your heartache at all.
I know you don't.
Mm-hmm.
So we have 90 seconds.
Well, right. Goodbye, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Had a great show. Thanks. Thanks, Jay. And
thanks, G-Squared and Mrs. Louise.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she was cool.
And everybody who listened. Mike was in the chat room. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike. And Sherry, we'll take something up with you at a later time.
Yeah. And another week, another no call from Snake.
All right then, guys. See you on the website tomorrow at IWSradio.com, and see you next weekend on the radio.
Bye.
Bye.